often do we look into each other's eyes? How often do we gaze into our partner's soul, into their heart, into the core of their being? So in this video, I want you to really relax into your body as if this was a meditation for you to explore. And just look into my eyes and look at who's looking into my eyes. What is that that's looking? And just relax into the watcher that's watching me watch you, watch me, watch you. And just relax into this experience as much as you can. And you might want to focus on something, one thing, so that you can relax deeper into your body. Could be anything. It could be the sound of your breath. It could be a spot on my face. It could be an idea, something you want to manifest. So the invitation here is to relax into your body, into your heart, into your brain, and to just gaze into the soul, just to relax into the soul's experience of itself, whatever this is. And just to know that there's nothing that you need to do right now, and there's nowhere you really need to go. That exploring your soul, this eternal being that you are, is the most important thing for you to be doing with your life right now. And so just get comfortable with looking into somebody's eyes. Practice with someone in person. Use this video to help you get accustomed to it. And just keep relaxing into yourself, knowing that this is the perfect experience, whatever you're experiencing. Whatever thoughts you're having, just allow those to come through. Allow yourself to feel whatever feelings that you need to be feeling, or maybe you don't want to be feeling. Just start feeling what feelings are inside of you. Explore all these aspects of yourself and go deeper, deeper into the presence, this pure, simple, soft, sweet presence of who you truly are. You may notice the mind making criticisms, judgments, comments. The mind loves to do that. It loves to analyze, pull things apart, dissect, manipulate life so that it can feel comfortable, that it may want to feel superior because it feels so deeply inferior. And just notice the habits that are inside of your own programming, and just allow them to be there. There's nothing you need to do. You don't have to fix anything. You are perfect with all of your imperfections, exactly the way you are. And this resting, this deep, deep resting into yourself, you start to find this merging and emerging of this weaving of perfection and imperfection. You start seeing the one who is seeking for something and the one who has found something. The one who is lost and the one who has come home. And if you're lucky, if you're willing, if you're open to it, you can dissolve in between these two worlds. And you can find out who you truly are, which is beyond any experience or non-experience of life, just beyond the mind, beyond what the mind can imagine, beyond the field of unlimited possibilities. This is what you actually are. This is where your freedom is found. It's exploring this dimension of yourself where there's nothing to hide. That you are you. All the parts of you are here. And so just keep relaxing, resting, looking through your eyes, listening through your ears, feeling your breath move through you, feeling your heart beating, feeling gravity pulling you, hugging you to wherever you're sitting or lying down. Wherever you are, just really be here in this moment. Relax deeply, as if you had an infinite amount of time. What would that be like? To have an infinite amount of time. Just feel into that. Invite that feeling of infinity, eternity, into your body right now. Notice, how does it affect your body? How does it affect your mind? What does it do to your heart? Just explore. Explore the experience of relaxing into this eternal moment. Notice what happens in your body, in your spine. Pay attention to your spine. If you're going to focus on one thing, focus on your spine. It's the center of your body. It's the channel of all creativity, energy, information. It's what holds you together. Be one with your spine. Breathe into it. Allow yourself to merge and emerge from it. And just know that your mind is always going to be there making commentary. Don't listen to the mind. Listen to your heart. The mind really can't be trusted. The heart can be trusted all the time. So listen to your heart. Open the mind. Get into the heart. There you will find total peace, bliss, oneness, sense of completion. Coming home. In a deep, deep resting, a deep letting go,
a true surrender into the source of who you are. It's quite amazing. Amazing doesn't really give it justice. How beautiful is that, to just rest in your heart and let go of the judgmental mind? What if you lived your life like this all day long? What if you invited this into your relationships? You spoke from your heart. You looked directly into your friend or lover's eyes, your family's eyes, and they looked into your eyes like this. And they were genuinely listening with their whole being to what you were saying. What's that like for you, to really listen? Not just with your ears, but with your heart, your skin, your bones. Listen with your breath, your inhalation. Feel what it's like to really listen to the universe. It's an amazing experience of being here, right now. Your whole life, from the moment you were born to this moment, is available inside of you. Every experience is inside of you. Every conversation, every thought, every experience is there. There's so much available to you right now. And your imagination can project into the future and imagine anything, any possibility. And so that is also available in this present moment. Only when you're in this moment can you access with consciousness, consciously direct the mind into the past or the future, and be the true master of your mind instead of it mastering you and telling you what to do or what to experience and who you are. You can transcend the mind. The mind is not your enemy. It's not your best friend either. It's both. And so what happens when these two worlds meet and unite as one mind? Can you let go and become that mind? That transcendent mind? That you're not trying to control, and you're not feeling out of control. There's no need for control. There's just an experience. Experiencer. And there's the object of experience. So be curious. Remain curious as much as you possibly can. Spend your time relaxing into curiosity about who you are, about what you are. What are you? What is this? You may come up with a million answers. And yet there's always going to be one more idea that describes who you are. Always one more. So you are eternal, undescribable. You're everything. You're an aspect of everyone. There's no need for separation when you know the truth. Separation falls away. Feeling separate falls away. You start to realize that we are all the same and yet different. So, yes, life's this huge paradox. And yet you are the paradox reconciled. So come home. Come home to who you are. Look deep inside. It's beautiful. It's amazing. It's wild. It's crazy. It's even ugly sometimes. Just accept it. Whatever you find. And just know that this is just one aspect of who you are. Who you are is so big, so vast, so uncontainable. The mind is too small of a container to just contain it all. The heart might be able to get it, but the mind can only get a fraction of it in each moment. And so yeah, these are all lies about the truth of who we are. Speaking about who we are is just a fraction, a very small piece of the truth. And yet, don't get lost when you point to the moon. Don't focus on the finger pointing to the moon. Focus on the moon. The mind is the finger. It's just pointing, always pointing you. Focusing you, narrowing you. Focus on the light from the moon. Put your attention on that. That you are that light, awareness, pure, untainted awareness. And that light is found in everything and everyone. So keep relaxing as much as you possibly can into who you are and who you are not. Whatever contractions that you hold, whatever negative thoughts that you have about you, keep relaxing through those. Integrate, welcome, let them go, and find out the real you. That which is beyond the beyond. Enjoy.